Shetenzi Jesu Kristo samasimba baba muri kumusoro kudenga chetinokutendai maniro ano baba wakatendeka matiunganidza panzvimbo ino nechinangwa chimwe chete nechikonzero chimwe chete baba chekuti tikunamate zvino ishe Jesu tinoziva kuti ino nzvimbo yakatsanangurwa yatinosangana nemi mishe wemadzishe nemimambo yemadzimambo baba tinonamata maniro ano pata kusvika pachikamu chakakosha chikamu chekuzarura shoko renyu tinokumbira baba mugouya tenzi wakatendeka mugochitibatsira kubva panguva ino ishe baba tinotenda zvatakadzidziswa nemuprofita kuti vakaenda vese kuchikoro vanokwanisa kuvhura mabhuku vagoverenga asi dudziro inobva kwamhuri saka manheru ano ishe Jehovha tirikunamatira dudziro kwete inobva kune munhu baba asi inobva kumusoro kudenga ndotinoziva kuti shoko rimwe chete kana mairi rinobva kwamuri ishe rinotiitira zvakanaka kupinda mazhinji andinga ataura tenzi ndinonamata ndiisei parutivi mwari kumusoro kudenga mugondishandisa semudziyo madekwanano kuti vana venyu vagoropafadzwa vagoswededzwa pedyo nemi vanorwara vagopodzwa vane mutoro igosimudzwa vane mubvunzo igopindurwa baba nekuti ndosaka tiri pano Jehovha tanamata nekutenda muzita raJesu Kristu amen
This evening in the name of Jesus Christ.
I want to thank Pastor Mdombo. Amen.
Giving me this opportunity.
Amen. Tinotenda Mwari kuti nhasi takwanisa kuya kuchechi.
We thank the Lord that we have managed to come to church.
Inorombo zvakare ne tadabatikana mucongestion.
I was in a congestion.
This is the first time in my life I wished I had a helicopter.
Kandoke kutanga mupenyu
wangu ndashuya. Because panaka ndiri, I could not go forward, I could not go backward.
Pana ndiri nasika kuti
kuenda mupenyu wangu. No, I could not go sideways. Saka I was just stuck ipapo.
Ndanga ndiri pamwe chete.
For more than an hour.
Tekupfuura hour ndipa nzvimbo imwe
chete. Ndazona mati kudai Mwari matumirawo mapurisa. Amen.
The Lord.
Agadzirisa nekwazouya mapurisa nemasoja ndaona Mwari zvakanyanya manerano nemapurisa nemasoja vazouya vachigadzirisa congestion amen
to solve the congestion
tinotenda Mwari amen
we want to thank the Lord
saka tivhure mabhaibheri edu
let's open our bibles
bubhuku remadzimambo ekutanga
first kings
chitsauko 19
chapter 19
tichaverenga kutangira pavhesi ekutanga
we'll read from verse 1
amen
amen
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword.
Zvino Ahabi akaudza Isabheri zvose zvakanga zvaitwa naEria zvokuuraya kwake vaprofita vose nomunondo.
And Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them. By tomorrow about this time.
Ipapo Isabheri akatuma nhume kuna Eria akati vamwari ngavandirove ngavarambe vachidaro kana ini ndikasakufananidza upenyu hwako noupenyu hwomumwe nomumwe wavo mangwana nenguva ino.
And when he saw that he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba which belonged to Judah and left his servant there.
Zvino wakati achiona izvozvo akasimuka akatiza kuti arege kuurawa asvika paBeersheba raiva raJudha akasiya muranda wake ipapo.
But he himself went a day's journey to the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die and said, It is enough, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better. And my fathers.
Asi iye vakati afamba rwendo rwezuva rimwe kurenje akandogara pasi pomurara akakumbira kuti afe hake akati zvaringana hazvo zvino Jehovha chitorai upenyu hwangu nokuti handipfuuri madzibaba angu pakururama.
And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat.
Akavata pasi akavata hope pasi pomurara zvino mutumwa akamugunzva akati kwaari simuka udye.
And he looked and behold there was a cake baked on coals and a cruse of water at his head and he did eat and drink and laid down and laid him down again.
Akatarira akaona pedyo nomusoro wake chingwa chiduku chakanga chagotwa pamazimbe nechirongo chemvura akadya akanwa akavata pasi zve.
And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee."
Mutumwa waJehovah akasvikazve rwechipiri akamugunzva akati, "Simuka udye nokuti uchakundwa norwendo."
And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of the meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God.
Akasimuka akadya akanwa akafamba akasimbiswa nezvokudya izvo mazuva makumi mana nousiku una makumi mana kusvikira paHoreb pagomo raMwari.
And he came hither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him and said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?"
Akapindapo mubako akagarapo. Zvino shoko raJehovha rakasvika kwaari, iye akati kwaari, "Unobateiko pano, Eria?"
And he said, "I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel, for forsaken thy covenant, and throw down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away."
Iye akati, "Ndakanga ndichishingairira Jehovha hondo kwazvo, nokuti vana vaIsraeri vakarasha sungano yenyu, vakaputsa atari dzenyu, nokuuraya vaprofita venyu nomunondo. Ini ndoga ndasara hangu, zvino votsvaka kundiuraya."
And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake."
Iye akati, "Enda undomira pagomo pamberi paJehovha." Zvino Jehovha akapfuura po mhepo huru ine simba ikapamura makomo ikaputsanya mabwe pamberi paJehovha, asi Jehovha akanga asiri mumhepo.
And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice.
Mhepo yakati yapfuura kundengendeka kwenyika kukavapo, asi Jehovha akanga asiri mukundengendeka kwenyika. Kundengendeka kwenyika kwakati kwapfuura moto ukatevera, asi Jehovha akanga asiri mumoto.
And it was so when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in a mantle and went out and stood at the entering of the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?"
Moto wakati wapfuura kufefetera kwokudzikama kwakavapo, zvino Eria wakati achinzwa akafukidza chiso chake nenguo yake akabuda akandomira pamuromo webako. Ipapo inzwi rakasvika kwaari rikati, "Unobatei pano, Eria?"
I have a question tonight.
Ndine mubvunzo manherano.
What doest thou here?
Unobateiko pano?
Amen.
Amen.
That's the question that I have for you tonight.
Mubvunzo wandinawo kwauri manherano.
What doest thou here?
Unobateiko pano?
It was a question that was asked by an angel.
Waiva mubvunzo waibvunzwa nemutumwa.
And the angel was asking a prophet.
Mutumwa waibvunza muprofita.
And even angel could ask a prophet.
Kana mutumwa aikwanisa kubvunza
muprofita. I believe a preacher can ask the congregation.
Kuti muparidzana kana kubvunza ungano.
Unobateiko pano?
What doest thou here?
Amen.
Amen.
Because you know, fambirwa zvakasiyana.
Because we work for different things.
Chawabvira chawabvira kumba kwako nechaingwa nevamwe chakasiyana.
What came here for is different.
So the angel came down.
Mutumwa akauya.
And asked Elijah.
Akabvunza Eria.
He said, "What doest thou here?"
Unobateiko pano, Eria?
Now if you look at where we have read.
Ukatarisa pataverenga.
We are seeing that where we have read.
Tirikuona pataverenga.
We are starting a story that is in the middle.
Tirikutanga nyaya
iri pakati.
Iri pakati.
Because zvirikunzi zvino Ahab akaudza Jezebel.
Because we are being told Ahab told Jezebel.
Zvakanga zvaitika.
What it happened?
Saka pane changa chaitika kumashure.
Something that had happened before.
Chakazoudzwa Jezebel.
That was reported to
Jezebel. Saka Jezebel apa akaudzwa ichocho.
So Jezebel heard that.
Ndo panotangira nyaya yedu.
That's where this issue starts.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Saka ipapo pamwe tikadzokera kumashure bija.
When we come back a little bit,
then we can be able to make it to have a very good background and be able to go forward. Now there was now do you know what Ahab ndiye aitonganyika.
Ahab was the ruler of the
panguva iyoyo.
By that time,
but pane mudzimai anga aine chisimba,
but there was a woman
ainzi Jezebel anga ari kusei.
Jezebel by the name.
Saka Ahab aita akataura zvaanenge ataura mai vaizonochinja.
The mother would
ndo yanga iri situation munyika imomo.
That was the situation in the country.
Ndo zvakazvitoitika ikoko.
What was happening in the country?
chichwa chene kashika mbaibheri ka anzaya chene mbaibheri futi because
yo
mafambira zvinongo ita because hapana situation isiri mbaibheri
no situation that is not in
amen 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 Saka 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 ndo situation atatiri nayo pana saka zvino zvakazoitika pane imwe gore pane vamwe brothers taro vainzi Naboth
there was a brother certain brother by Naboth
vanga dambudziko rakangoitika panyaya iyi
the problem with this issue
munda wavo wanga uri padhuze dhuze ne state house
was near the state house
saka because munda wangu uri padhuze dhuze
mamba
iti akamuka makuseni munda waiona ndewa Naboth akada kumbotenderera aiona zva Naboth ndobva aenda neproposition iye ndiwend with the proposition zvikanzi shamwari ka ndokupa mumwe munda iwonditengesera And you sell this one to me.
This one to me.
Saka paive nemutemo muIsrael.
There was a law in Israel.
Mutemo muIsrael waiti.
The law in Israel was saying.
Naka itengeswe.
You cannot. The land is not sold forever.
Amen, amen, amen. Saka mutemo wacho usati wachinja.
The law is not estate.
Naka itengeswe. Takasipwa nhaka yeshoko. Naka itengeswe. Hazvina basa kuti zvaita sei. Hazvina basa kuti zvafamba sei.
What happens?
Naka ite sei. Haitengeswe. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Saka zvakaitika ndezvekuti uyu paakataura izvozvo.
When this one said I cannot say.
Ndobva abva asvika kumba.
Ahab came home.
Akasvika kumba akatsamwa. Semunhu anga aenda kumadhiri.
One word went to.
Madhiri acho bvaramba kufamba. Saka paakasvika kumba ikoko.
When he came back home.
Akasvika kuna amai.
Ndobva
ati ndo zvaitika izvi.
This is happening. Saka
ndichibvira apa mutonge here. Regai tinoisota nyaya iyi. Tinoigadzirisa nyaya iyi. Vabva vagadzira nyaya yavo pakazongobuda shoko rekuti Naboth afa amen 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 pabuda shoko rekuti Naboth afa saka there was contention amen amen vari kuona munda uya uyu here comes prophet Elijah now there was contention between Elijah and Jezebel amen amen
amen
now brother Branham says but Elijah in the midst of all men of the children of Israel thousands of them they had compromised Now, if there is a problem, it's a problem of compromise. Amen, amen, amen. Brothers are compromised. Sisters are compromised. Amen, amen, amen. You have compromised on your prayer life. You have compromised on your reading life. You used to pray every day. You used to pray every day. You used to wake up early in the morning. And you pray every in the morning. Right now, you no longer do that. It's now history to you. You have compromised on your prayer life. You used to listen to the tape. And then read the spoken words. Now it's December. How many of you read this year? You have compromised. That is the problem we have. People are compromising. They want to live the modern trend of life. Yet Elijah, who did not compromise, so the church should not compromise, the believers should not compromise, the message churches should not compromise, we stand by the message, we stand by the prophet, what the prophet says is the absolute, hallelujah, we don't reason on the prophet, brother Branham says, if you don't understand, don't explain, listen to the tape again, so it's time my brother, to go back to the tape. Let's listen to the tape again. That tape again. Hallelujah. We don't have to compromise. It's in black and white. It's audible. So there's no need for explanations. These are not the days of explanations. These are the days of Elijah. Amen. Because these are the days of Elijah. We listen to Elijah. No one has the right to say anything against Elijah, because Elijah has spoken. He is the voice that God has used in this end time. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
So we have no room for compromise. There is no room for compromise.
Amen.
Amen. Elijah would compromise. He told Jezebel a place. He told Jezebel a place. And what she must do. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Oh, she hated that prophet. She hated that prophet. But just the same, she would not claim him.
But he was a pastor. Amen, amen, amen. They, and there's a lot of times they don't want to claim it. But a God sent man to a community is a pastor of the entire community.
Amen, amen.
So if Pastor Chesa is a God sent man to this community, he's the pastor of the community. Amen, amen, amen. So I normally tell people, Amen, amen, amen. Saka hanzi ndiye pastor wacho Yesu. Saka era Jezebel ramba asikane kuzvinzwa.
Jezebel didn't want to hear about
it. Amen, amen, amen. But Elijah was the pastor of that place. Amen. Well, when there's a lot of times they don't want to claim it. But a God sent man to a community is a pastor of the entire community. Well, there is a Baptist, he's a Presbyterian, but we know Baptists are God, we know Presbyterian are God, so it has to be a message pastor. Amen. Oh, whoever it is, God anoints his men, and he will not compromise. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for the stance of the gospel of this place. We have been taught not to compromise. We stand by the prophet. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, so Sakazokaitika manje, when Elijah came, amen, he came to the people and he prophesied that there will be no rain, no dew for 3.5 years until I call it.
Amen.
So there are times when you call the shots. Amen. There are times when you are the king to whatever prosperity that they are looking for. Because in Israel at that time, Elijah was the king. He was standing there. Amen, amen, amen. And when there was a famine there, God, there was God's divine providence. He was by the brook chariot. Saka, at the brook chariot, ravens were bringing food. Hallelujah. Despite the fact that ravens are mean. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. anodya but makumboi wayo takanga ine nyama nechingwa aiziva kuti ichi hachisi chebichi ndechemborofiti mamero anondine nhau dzakanaka kune guguo rakatumwa namwari kuzoprovhaidha kumba kwako iwe kune gunguo riri kuuya neschool fees yemwana kune gunguo riri kuuya nerendi yekumba kwako kune gunguo haikona kurambayo brother kunyange zvava negunguo ndimwari vaunza mwari vanoshandisa chero vanogona kushandisa makunguo vanogona kushandisa sekuru vari kudiaspora vanogona kushandisa brother hazvina basa izvo gunguo rauya saka usaneteka mwari vanounza makungu omumaraindi kwako don't worry my brother don't worry my brother all is well a raven is coming your way there is a raven by the way there is a raven in the morning and a raven in the evening there is a raven in the morning and a raven in the evening mwari vane matimetable brother hallelujah mwari vane matimetable amen 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 vanotori netimetable yekuti iwewo pauri papapa haleluya vanozoti wauda chingwa manji ende chingwa yachoka kwete chingwa chete chine nyama pakati amen 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 haleluya kwete mbambarayo kwete manuchayo chingwa chaicho chaichi chinema chine nyama pakati brother wakomanaka denga haripererwe mwari vanopa brother amen 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 saka ndina basa kuti uri kuda chii kana riri basa rako riripo rine zita rako rinokwana iwewe rekuti ukasvika pabasa ipapo ka unotikoti gedyegedye vanhu vanosha kuti ka kuzoonekwa une 20 years uri panapa uine 2 days mwari vanazvo there is divine providence there is divine providence God will take care of his own children God will take care of his own church God will take care there is divine providence amen 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 hallelujah I don't care about your situation don't look unto the preacher don't look unto the pastor look away to Jesus look away to Jesus I don't care about your sickness I don't care about your condition look away to Jesus he is the answer he is the solution Jesus Christ is the answer to every condition Jesus Christ is the answer to every situation Jesus Christ hallelujah amen.
Amen.
So there are times when you have the key. Amen, amen, amen. No, brother, Branham preaches the key to the door. Amen, amen, amen. So the key to the door, brother Branham says, the faith that is in your heart. So tonight, you have that faith tonight. Tonight, my brother. Amen. Oh, my. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he had told all the people. So at first people were not serious. They thought this brother is not serious. But this brother was serious. He was speaking under the anointing. So when you speak under the anointing, mark those words. When you speak under the anointing, watch those words. It's God, not you. So when that brother spoke, so the first year, there was no rain. The second year, there was no rain. Then a proclamation was made. If you see Elijah, it doesn't matter where you see him, you must tell the king. And the king was going to all the provinces. Did you see Elijah here? If they say no, they were made to swear. Because if peradventure, he was going to hear that they are lying to him. He was going to come with an army and kill everyone for lying to them that Elijah was there. But after 3.5 years, just one afternoon, here comes Elijah. He shows himself to a bedah. to Obadiah. So you are the Obadiah of this generation. We received Elijah. William Branham in this generation. And he has shown himself to you, Obadiah. Then there is a message. Go and tell them that Elijah is here. So we have a message tonight. Go and tell your neighbor, Elijah is here. We have a message tonight. Go and tell your boss, Elijah is here. Amen. Because if you don't tell them, they are not going to see the coming of the rain. Because the coming of the rain only comes by Elijah. So we will tell the neighbor, Elijah is here. Because Elijah, the name Elijah, specifies the God that he worships. Because Elijah is comes from two words. Eli, and Jah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Now if you go, when Jesus Christ was on the cross, he says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. And when he said that, the Bible gave translation. It says, my God, my God. So the word Eli means my God. And if you go in the book of Psalms, the Bible says, his name alone is Jah. So Jah is a shortcut for Jehovah. So we have got a lot of blasphemers who call themselves Jah something. Amen. They give big Jah praise or something, or Jah whatever. They are calling themselves Jehovah. That Rastaman cannot be Jehovah. That's blasphemy. Because Jah is a shortcut for Jehovah. So Elijah has the correct revelation of who Jehovah is. Because his name spells out, my God is Jehovah. Amen, amen, amen. So if we received Elijah in this generation, he must also give us the correct revelation of who Jehovah is. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Because if he does not do that, then he is not the correct one. Amen, amen, amen. Now, Brother Branham went hunting one day. Amen. And when he went hunting. Now I'm reading a quotation. And he said, and I looked again. And there it was, growing taller and taller. Three rainbows. I took off my hat. I set down my gun. And I started walking towards it with my hands up. So you must also know spiritual things. Amen, amen, amen. When you see rainbows, don't start thinking about selfie sometimes. Amen. Because what Brother Branham saw this rainbow, he never thought of a selfie. He looked at it and he started walking towards it with his hands up. He knew that was God. That was no time for selfies. Amen. Hallelujah. And just something just seemed to tell me, this is close enough. I was going to sit down and take off my boots that I had on to see if I could walk a little bit closer. But I got a few yards of it and I seen the color of it misting like a fog moving around. I stood for a few moments. It was coming right out of the little mountain, and I watched as the three right one up as the three, one on the right, one on the left, one on the center, running down like a barrel. Ever what it was alive, it was moving, it was making emotions. And I stood just as there, as it was graying down, and I turned to look again, and I screamed, oh God, what would you have yourself to know? Just then, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and he said, Jesus of the New Testament is Jehovah of the Old Testament. So look at Elijah. He has the correct revelation of who Jehovah is. So tonight, I'm looking at Jehovah Witnesses. You are the true Jehovah Witnesses. You know who the real Jehovah is. Jesus Christ of the New Testament is Jehovah of the Old Testament. Amen, amen. He only changed his mask from spirit to man. Hallelujah. Amen. That's God and warfare. God changing masks. God in a drama. He hides behind badger skins. He hides behind skins. So beware, my brother. Who supports Mwari? Kanafeka Ganda. Mosi Mwari ka. Anofarira Ganda shamash. Uka pota izozo. Unorasika. Because God. Amen. Likes. Amen. And I watch. All right. That was confirming, of course. Amen, amen. My message of him letting me know assured that these 31 years hasn't been in vain. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this. So Elijah has the correct revelation of who God is. And when Elijah comes, the Bible says there is restoration. So when Elijah is there, you must watch for a restoration. That is why when the prophet came, he fully repeated restoration of the bride tree. From 1947 up to around 1960, there was restoration of the altar. He laid down the correct baptism. He laid down the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He laid down the about the ministry. What women does in church. What gives do in church. What was he doing? He was laying the foundation again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because Elijah brings about a restoration. And when there is Elijah, look away. Look forward for a translation. There is a resurrection power. There is resurrection power. So this message has resurrection power. Elijah himself was translated. That is why what was hidden to Paul, what was hidden to the people of old, has been revealed in this end time. It is this divinely revealed mystery truth that will lead us. So when Elijah comes, look forward for a resurrection. Not only spiritual, physical also. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I want you to look at this. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Oh my. Amen. Now, when Brother Branham came, no, we have heard of resurrections. But this is the first time when we heard that somebody that was run over by a car. Brother, have you ever seen somebody run over by a car? Somebody run over by a car. And that person is prayed for. brother, that's more than a miracle. Brother, amen.
Amen.
I was coming to church one time. And the bus that I was in ran over a child. I could only look once. And he never looked again. That was not a sight to see. But there came a prophet in Flindley. He looked at that. Then he says, if this one does not resurrect from the dead, write upon me, false prophet. Write upon me,
this
false Elijah. So go and tell them that Elijah is here. Because when Elijah comes, there is restoration of missing lips. Now, when Brother Branham was talking about those things, he was not talking about the things that did not happen in his ministry. Because one day, here comes a girl without eyes. And when a girl comes to church without eyes, Brother Branham looks at him, he says, sister, do you believe? My brother, I have the same question tonight. Brother, do you believe? If you believe tonight, I believe God is able. If you believe tonight, I believe he is here. If you believe tonight, I believe he can do it. If you believe tonight, can somebody believe tonight? Can somebody believe tonight? Jesus says, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith?
And
if he comes to this church this evening, is he going to find faith? Do you believe, my brother? Do you believe, my sister? Now this one, have eyes. You have the eyes yourself.
You know.
You have the legs yourself. You are in a better position. So the message of Elijah is able to restore that The message of Elijah is about to change. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
He says, do you believe?
He
says, yes, I believe.
He
says, let us bow our heads. And this other brother was in church. He said, today no church order.
Amen.
Today no church order. I want to see where the eyes are coming from. I want to see where the eyes are coming from. And the brother, he says, he saw eyes come running from heaven. Brother, God who commands your blessing tonight, God who commands your job tonight, it will run into place. It will run into place. It will run into place. Hallelujah. And say, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Then brother says, can you see my sister? Yes, she says, yes. Says, if you see, can you touch my nose? Then he touched his nose. Touch my forehead. Touch my forehead. Everyone was rejoicing. Then he says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The gospel of Malachi 4 is specific.
Malachi 4. Gospel
of Malachi 4.
So, says,
I forgot to ask the color of eyes. I forgot tonight to ask you the kind of job that you are looking for. I forgot tonight to ask you the kind of husbands that you are looking for. I forgot tonight to ask you the kind of brother that you are looking for. I forgot to ask you the kind of money that you want to solve your problems. The gospel of Malachi 4 is specific. The gospel of Malachi 4. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. The gospel of Malachi 4 says what color of eyes? What color of eyes? She did not know colors. She did not know colors. She says, I've heard that the blue color is nice. You can have blue color, my brother. You can have that job, my brother. You can have that healing, my brother. You can have that. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Your situation can be attended to. Angels are in church tonight. Your situation will be attended to. Brother Branham says, wherever this message is going to be preached, the pillar of fire is not just a picture. It's available tonight. The pillar of fire is here tonight. Do you believe in my brother? God will take care of your situation. God will take care of your condition. God will take care. I don't care what your boss says. You will be the boss yourself. I don't care what the boss says. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Don't worry. They want to close that company. You will become the owner of the company. Amen. Don't worry, my brother. Don't worry, my brother. Don't worry, my brother. We worship a living God. We worship a living God. We worship a living God. Our God is alive. Jesus is able. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, our God is able.
Amen.
Somebody in church. Shout. My God is able. My God is able. He is able tonight. I believe in my brother.
Amen.
Jesus is able. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
You won't find no great seven.
Great seven.
We are not taking the results.
Don't worry
and
about
the results. You are.
Go and take your four.
Go and take those results. They are not yours. You have passed. God can change.
You know,
God can
friend,
change.
But God can change.
Those numbers upside down.
He can turn
don't
the tables
you worry. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our God is able. So when the God of Elijah is here, you must know the pillar of fire is somewhere. That is why Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
At a showdown. And Elijah on a showdown. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Right at the showdown. Now, I like what happened at the showdown. Now, Elijah, he stands up before the people. He says, how long How long hold ye between two opinions? If God be God, let us worship him. If Baal be God, let us worship him. My brother, how long? What is between two opinions? Today, here, tomorrow, yes. Amen. Kana utenda kwa makandiwa. Amen.
Or you just go to makandiwa.
Hallelujah. Amen. Says, how long? What is between two opinions? So today is here. Tomorrow is not there. This Sunday is there. The other Sunday is not there. That brother is not decided. That person is not decided. You must make an absolute decision. Amen. Amen. How long hold ye between a Nicolaitan dress? A Nicolaitan dress. It's not long, it's not short. It is somewhere. How long hold ye on a Nicolaitan dress? It's not tight, it's not flared. You just look at it. Amen, amen, amen. How long hold ye? You must make your decision. Amen, amen, amen. So that was a sore shoulder. And you know what Elijah says? He said, the true God shall answer by fire. If I was a believer, if I was a Baal's believer, I would have packed my bags.
I would have packed my bags.
Because Baal has one history.
Baal had not even the history of
being down. They are God. Their God was being asked to do something that he had never done. So this guy should have been sensible enough to know that no fire is going to come from Baal. Because there was no fire that he had never. But if you look at Jehovah, we had the trail of the pillar of fire. So Elijah was taking them into his own grounds. So when you have a situation, take people
to
into your own grounds. Don't play in their grounds. Take them into your own grounds.
Even when
in home advantage. Amen.
Home advantage.
Brother.
So when you're here,
home advantage.
We have the home advantage.
Tine home advantage.
We have the home advantage.
In
the road,
but
when you have a home
advantage,
we have the home advantage.
So,
we have home advantage. That's where the support is.
Hallelujah, praise God.
That will be saying, thank
you, Jesus.
God, and thank
you, home advantage.
Amen.
So take advantage of the place that you are. Amen, amen, amen. Now, Brother Branham says, your life is in three conditions. Condition number one is your Mount Carmel. Amen. Amen. So Elijah, because I'm rushing to close. Amen. So Elijah was on his first condition. When you're on your Mount Carmel, things are good. Things are good. The pillar of fire comes down. You kill 850 prophets one day. 450 of the groves and 450 the matanda neve.
450
the matanda neve makoronga.
Amen. Cooks.
Inye kuti vanoenda kupi vamwana kupfeka bhachi netai. Asi matsotsi. Vamwana kupisa bhutsi kupa tsvimbo asi matsotsi. So all of them there.
But they are all crooks.
Amen, amen, amen. So he was on top of the mountain.
After that,
because pakadzika moto.
When the fire came.
Amen. Pakadzika when the fire came.
When the fire came.
You know, people are funny.
Vanhu vari funny.
You know, they can be with you right now. 5 minutes later, they are against you.
5 minutes.
Your witness to this.
5 minutes. Amen. To the vote of no confidence.
Amen.
Amen.
People are very funny.
The
very same 10 provinces. Amen.
The provinces are good.
The next day they have changed. We don't talk about that in church. But the people are very fun. It's just contemporary things. So I can give examples.
So some were standing by bar.
And
then they said, we are now believing Jehovah.
People are very fun.
And
that is the nature of people. That is why the Bible says,
This is why the Bible says, who is
that
leans upon the
head?
They can sing and praise you tonight.
The very same people,
those very same people,
but
they were eating bread at church.
But in Asla, but
to
the very same people,
those are the same people.
People are funny. So, 5 minutes from there,
5 minutes.
There's very people who were worshippers of Baal. They are now worshippers of
Jehovah.
So Elijah was very happy with those people.
So Elijah,
then he tells the king, there was no rain for 3.5 years. He says, now I'm calling the rain. I
have
the key. No, Brother Branham says the bread is the force that is shaking in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
So whilst they were standing there,
Amen.
Amen.
Now run, my friend.
I'll
meet you at the city gate.
We'll meet you at the city gate. Amen.
Amen.
Now munaruta some prophet chemberani man.
So that's an old prophet, bald
headed. Now he's telling the king, you can put him one on full speed. I'll meet you at the gate. Amen, amen, amen. No, he was on top of the mountain. He was on top of every situation. You know, brothers, when the pillar of fire came down, brothers, hey, I had a wonderful anointing. Then after 2 hours, says, brothers, I'm falling after the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
An old man starts running. And they're hitting the horses. And the old man is coming. And the gap is getting less and less. And the old man is coming. Amen. I feel like running through a troop and leaping over a wall. Amen. Then he comes to the king. Meet you at the gate. Brother Mabiza,
the horses were tired. But the prophet had gone already. So they found him there relaxing. So, the rain caught up with him.
Amen, amen, amen. So he was on top of the mountain. But something happens now. It happens on the next verse. The next morning, Sister Jezebel wanted morning prayer. And when he wanted morning prayer, or evening prayer, whatever it was, there was no prophet. Then he's trying to understand what has happened to all the prophets. Then the message comes from the king. He says, Elijah was here. He has destroyed all the denominations. He has worked against the Mutharas. He has worked against the women preachers. He has worked against the polygamous bishops. He has worked against everything. Amen, amen, amen. And the false apostles. Then there was a message from Jezebel. The gods do to me also. And even more, if your life is not like one of them, tomorrow,
amen,
by this time, brother, a prophet who slew 850 men was running away from one woman. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Brother, there are times, brothers.
I
always tell brothers not to be over spiritual.
There are times, brothers.
When you need to use your legs. Amen.
Pane nguva yaunofanira kuti tsoka ndibereke.
Iyo kunyatsoona kuti pana pakaapa zviri kudiwa chaizvo chaizvo.
Because what is needed here is to be strong in the legs.
Obvo wanyatsokumhanya.
Wanyatsomhanya.
Zvekuti tsotsi dzemubare dzinosara dzichiseka.
Even the pigs in bare will laugh at you.
Kuti kana ndiodai waterwa mbata iro. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. No, sometimes that is what you need. You don't need. Paul was a prophet. No, but Damascus, the governor of Damascus, surrounded the city, looking for the pastor.
I should talk
to the pastor. I'm a Muslim. I'm You
pray for me, I'll use my feet.
Amen. Amen.
Joseph. When Mrs.
Potiphar
lashed upon him, he said, all that I need is to run
for
my life.
So there are situations, brother. You just need to run with your life. Don't waste time doing nothing there. Amen.
Run for your life.
Amen. You need to run. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, the people, amen. There are certain scars that come out of foolishness.
Amen.
Because
you
have not exercised due caution.
You
want to compete with the windies in the
car.
Amen. You collide and that you
do sapera out my brother ma windane mweyachina ma windane mweyachina
newe you say oh they are evil anointed
pamwe pacho sangoti ma windi newewo.
Sometimes you just say the wind is the wind and
I don't know ma windacho chi. Amen. Angataura nechokwadi varume ama,
let's say the
zvimwe zvinhu I simboti ndakarorwa Jesu. Amen. All right, let us leave that one. Amen, amen, amen. Oh my. It's very strange. It's very strange. Pastor here knows. And other ministers. After your Mount Camels. You are going to have your juniper trees. Whenever a man has a blessing and the power of God pours down and does something on you, look out, my brother. Satan is on track. Just remember the next day, that
Monday
after a good Sunday, it's going to be a hard thing because he is going to do everything to knock out the confidence out of you that the Holy Spirit instilled in you the day before. So, brother, after a good Wednesday service, don't worry, the boss will be something else tomorrow.
Nothing
to save. The landlord will be something else tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After a very good, after a blessing. Now, Brother Branham says, all that experience of the juniper tree, there is many of us. We find ourselves under the juniper tree. I get myself under there many times. Now, this is a prophet. This is Malachi 4. He says, I get under a juniper tree. So I always say, if you get amongst the brothers, they are plenty right now who are in a juniper tree to a place where you don't know what to do. Brother,
I'm
saying, brother, I just have quit.
You have never seen a brother. He just didn't know what to do. He has owed a lot of people money until he has got nowhere else to go.
Amen.
He even borrowed everything.
He tried this.
He's now out of his wits.
So
there's people that have
they don't know what to do.
They just
are not trusting God.
It doesn't mean that he loves God. He loves God. He wants to worship. But he's got so many debts upon him.
Amen.
Now they are quiet.
Amen. But ipapo tiripo pamjunipa.
But we are under that juniper tree.
But havachaziya zvekuita.
They just don't know what to do.
They are so frustrated.
Vakaodzwa
munhu. Kana vari masista.
If they are sisters.
Akatarisira courtship.
She's looking for
a courtship.
Waiting for
a courtship.
Up until she thought that there are no brothers. She doesn't even know what to do.
Amen.
My brother
kuchukurora ari kuda.
The brothers they want to
marry.
The revelation is there.
Amen.
But there is no money.
He
doesn't have 50 cents to come to
after
church.
After church, I don't 50
when he comes to church, he has also
he is so frustrated. He doesn't know what to do.
Amen.
God help us.
Frankly.
I'm under it right now. And I'm wondering, oh God, what we have me to do. And you know, people under a juniper tree is like Elijah. They like to sleep.
Okay, they want to sleep. So you see, even in this hot weather, he's under a 2-in-1. Say, brother, you are asleep.
He's just standing. Pass them juniper.
When he wakes up, things will be okay.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Maringa wati batsire.
May God help
they
us.
Like to sleep.
Vanoda kurara.
Kana muchechi futi unonongo kotsira mukaiwe.
Even in church, you also want to sleep when you are under.
And I preach to more tired people.
Do you know parties are vanhu vakaneta?
Than anybody in the world.
Kupfuurira vanhu vese munyika.
No, brother Branham represents the message. We are preaching to more tired people.
Kupfuurira vanhu
than anyone in the world.
Kupfuurira vanhu vese
munyika. Asekonzi vana kurorwa, asekonzi magupfugupfu edress, asekwazvese.
She's been loved and
Maria
Hana
basa ashaya auya muchechi.
Amen. No toilet, no money, no nothing.
Saka kupfuurira conditions dzakaoma.
So you are preaching to hard conditions.
Amen. You are preaching to more tired people. They are so mentally strained. Till they are feeling the insane institutions. And the hospitals. Amen.
You think some brothers are bewitched?
But
nobody bewitched.
Amen. The brother are
bewitched.
What is going to happen to my wife?
He's just thinking of a dollar. If we are to test BP and blood pressure here, some brothers are going to be found with high blood pressure. And also high ulcers.
They are so mentally strange.
We are
under a juniper tree, brothers. Amen. They are so mentally strange. They are in such a nervous condition. Till they don't know what to believe.
Up until if a certain brother will come and it looks like he's a
good guy. Hallelujah. They don't know what to believe.
Amen.
They are laying there. Oh, it's such a bad. They don't know what to do. It's such a bad sight. Listen, my brother. You can't drink it off. You can't shout it off. I thought my brother had
I thought some brothers. Up until I saw a certain brother tongue.
Hallelujah, praise God.
When you see a brother say, Hallelujah, praise God. Deacons, please investigate upon such people. Sometimes brothers are taking alcohol. Some of them are actually drunk. Nowadays they just get bronco.
Can we get a bronco and put a stick?
When they just take a dose and they go.
You think a
certain brother is in the spirit, but he's stuck.
You can't drink it off.
Even gambling will not take away your trouble.
Whatever
you play, even on the phone or whatever, they will not take away your trouble.
You could take 1,000 siestas. Every day, brother,
he's just taking an afternoon nap.
Apana. All our little remedies. The only thing it does, it helps the symptoms. But you've got to have a cure for the disease. We've got all the psychiatrists in the world. They cannot cure it. You know, actually, the psychiatrist needs other psychiatrists to examine them themselves.
There was a certain psychiatrist in a certain place.
He had clinical psychology. Clinical psychology degree.
Degree clinical psychology.
So, I teacher at school, so I part time in a clinic.
So he was a teacher at a school and he part time at his clinic.
So Vaya clinical psychology.
So he says, young man, you see, I do clinical psychology. If you want to help, I'll
that
help.
Same guy. He came to the staff members. Then he says, my father has passed away. Can you please collect condolences?
Chema.
Yeah, money for condolences.
Chema.
And
then it was...
And then
he says, now we are going to...
We are sending...
Then they said, you remain behind. No, we want to be there with you. Then they said, no, you remain there. Then they said,
Amen.
So it was him who needed attention.
Amen. Oh my. So. Okay, the cure
Chinopoza.
Is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Iropara, Jesus.
Not to take a rest at the seashore.
Kwete kuno zorora kuma home kombe e nyanza.
My brother, Deben, I pet zedam kutiko renyi.
Deben will not cure your troubles.
You
come with more and more trouble.
No, not to get an anthem and a choir to sing anthems.
Kwete kuwimba nziyo kana kuma anthem.
And he, okay, all right, I have to skip things to close.
Right.
Amen. So, Saga, this brother now was in pieces. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, now, Brother Branham, he does something here. So he says, what can be done? Says, many of us hit those places. Especially after a Mount Carmel experience. It was asked of me the other day by someone about that. He said, what can be done? What can be done for us at that time? Listen to Brother Branham. There is only one thing to do. And what is the thing to do? Commit yourself to God. Don't make a decision. Don't be jitterish. Just commit yourself to God. Because God knows. Amen. Amen. A man in that situation needed feeding. He needed to feed to eat.
Okay.
Because in that situation, brothers, it takes the supernatural to take you out of that situation. Now here comes an angel. As the angel comes to Elijah, when he was in this situation, so he says, "What doest thou here?" So the question was not to the geography. The question was to the situation. What got you here into this situation? What was thou here? Then he started explaining. Brother, there is going to come a time where you realize you are not better than anyone. There are certain brothers who think
he starts
explaining. Now they want to kill me. Now they want to do this to me. I am the only one. You are not the only one, my brother. God corrected Elijah the other time.
Amen.
All right. You allow me to give a personal testimony. Amen.
I was a teacher in Chindambu.
I love talking about Chindambu.
Amen. There were certain people who say we only have one
boy.
All the people who just got there to fetch water. So there was a certain woman.
She
would just go there and she would start laughing. So one day I became wrong. I said, I want to see where these people will end.
All right. So one of them was a preschool teacher. So he was teaching a daughter to a certain brother. They sing a lot at the preschools. So during the time of singing, that small girl was very clever, loved singing so much. So during the singing time, this girl became the choir master. So the whole preschool was singing message songs. And the message songs were working on the person. Then on a certain Friday, she wrote a letter to the mother. She says, "Tell your mother that on Sunday I'm coming to church." So the mother and I passed through there. And the sister said to me, "Pastor, she said she's coming to church. We have trouble in church now." Amen. Then everyone thought it was a joke. Sunday morning, she sent her daughter again. She says, "When you are going to church, please tell pass by and take me." And the Sunday she was in church. Next Sunday she was in church. Pastor Moyo came in. And he baptized
you.
So sometimes don't judge people too much. You are not God. Amen.
So don't judge people sometimes.
Amen. So all right. I have to close. So God, He knows your situation. So an angel came in. And when an angel came in, the angel says, "Wake up and eat." Amen. Now there was another angel in Revelation chapter 10. He said to John, "Eat the book. Amen. For the journey,
this journey before you.
Amen. So Elijah slept again. Zvikanzi muka futi.
He says, arise,
from the strength of that food. He went for 40 days and 40 nights without eating, without drinking, rather than spiritual food. In due season.
So
Amen. Amen. So he gets to the cave now. I said your life has three stages. The Mount Carmel, the juniper tree. As we are closing tonight, Lord, take us to the cave. Amen, amen. Lord, take us to the cave. Now, this brother, he is the same one, the pillar of fire came down. But when he got to the cave, there was something that happened. And brother, sister, I've been in the cave long enough. And you have to. To know there's been a lot of earthquakes shaking around, a lot of noise and fusses and shoes and things like that and big meetings. But where has been God out of it? That's the question that we have tonight. It's all the noise and the shoes and the fusses. Do you know when you're arguing, argument does not help. Paul says it adds unto you ungodliness. Because you are trying to give a revelation to a person.
He doesn't have that revelation.
So if he doesn't have pray
and he's not
Amen. Amen. But where's been God out of it? Where's been God out of it? That's the reason I said this morning, there's got to be something deeper than a healing service. There's got to be something deeper. No, my brother, I believe sincerely from my heart that there's got to be something deeper. I don't believe having a long skirt is all that we need. There's got to be something deeper than a long skirt. There's got to be something deeper than not having girlfriends or boyfriends. Brother, we need a church that's got that has something that's deeper. Amen. When there is no deacon, when there is no pastor, that brother is a Christian. When there is no brother, anyone seeing this person, he has to be a Christian. So you have got to be having something deeper, something within yourself that will tell you no. Amen. You might not be having a quotation, you might not be having a scripture, but something within you will be telling you no. Somebody might actually put in you in a corner and you can't explain your position, but you still have something in you that will tell you this is not it. That is what we are looking for. That is what we desire. Well, there's got to be something deeper than the gift of speaking in tongues. There's got to be something deeper than a rushing mighty wind. The wind went forth, but God wasn't in it. We have had rushing mighty winds all over the country. Sensations. Blood in the face. And in the hands and all kinds of signs. But where is God at? That's the question I have for you tonight. Where is God at? Elijah waited. Yet he was a prophet. He listened to it. He never went out to compare revivals with them. Brother, we have no business having competition on revivals. No, nothing against revivals. But we must not compete one against the other. He never went to the biggest tent in the country. No, he never went to go out on television and so forth. All the great fasces. America is guilty.
Zimbabwe,
thank you, my brother.
Amen.
I wanted to say Zimbabwe is guilty of listening to those noises. We love noise. Brother, can I understand noise, brother?
If you love noise.
But God is not in the noise. And I go national sports.
Just get to the national sports.
Dynamos against caps.
When Dynamos is my brother, against caps.
Amen. kunoitwa noise inotyisa.
There's a lot of noise there.
Amen.
Amen.
As honorable and things as there. Yet God is indeed the noise. If it would have been that, if it would have been so, when the Africans beat those damn tom toms, makambona mbarure chirowa nezvigure.
Have you seen the gure wanguru?
Brother, kunorwanguma brothers zvekuti hapana. Amen.
They really know how to beat their drums.
But you have never heard such noise and rhythm.
Asatambonzwa.
But God wasn't in it. We have had rushing mighty winds and all kinds of fires and earthquakes and shakings and great revivals, things like that. God wasn't it. Amen.
Amen.
But after that, come in a still small voice. Then God was in the voice. That's what I'm thinking today. Friends, we people are so carried away with all the noise. This is why we are in
the
church.
Choose so that we can
discover the amazing grace. I'm not here. Kuno emwe amazing grace nyowani. Yakasiya na neye munoziva kuti apa nyasha hapana.
Amen. Away the amazing grace that we know and then bring out the noise to change. Just noise that they want.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Branham says, I want church songs, sing like church songs.
Hansina Brother Branham, don't out in ziyo dze
kuchele. Now Zimbabwe loves noise.
Zimbabwe ino darusha.
Look at what they are doing. They are turning these old radios just as hard as they can. You think
it's
a
house of
brother.
When you get to a brother, those that are outside in the denomination, may God help us.
Amen.
Amen.
Just as hard as they can. With the rock and roll and boogie woogie.
Rock and roll and boogie woogie.
All kinds of stuff. They've got it so loud. It will blast your eardrums nearly out. Nearly all the noise. All the time of the day.
There
is one more thing left. And God, take me to a cave where I can find it. That is my prayer tonight. Let's get that still small voice. That is something that puts the cream in the life.
That when you are alone, you can smile.
And you have not that. You are nothing. Though you can prophesy and speak with tongues and show signs and wonders and we work miracles. But if that little small voice isn't there, you are nothing. You are nothing. That's what you are listening for now. We have heard thunders. We have had fire. We have had rushing mighty winds. We have had earthquakes. But God send us the still small voice. That's what we need, church. That's what we need, brothers. We need that still small voice. We need that still small voice that spoke. That when you speak, it speaks back to you. When you talk, it talks back to you. May the Lord bless you as you stand upon our feet. I'm sorry for taking more than necessary time. God bless you.